Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. This story is about a Rebbetzin named Devorah Leah Ginsburg of Vitebsk. Devorah Leah Ginsburg of Vitebsk was actually the daughter of the Rebbetzin Rivka, and the Rebbetzin Rivka was the wife of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, I think of the Rebbe Rishab. One time a woman came to the Rebbe's Rivka and begged her for some spiced fruits, which was a very nice treat. Those fruits made in a certain way that were very delicious, and they were good medicine. Rebbe's Rivka instructed her servant to give the woman everything she needed. The woman went home with a large package of spiced fruits and other things, supposedly for her sick son. However, the servant who gave her the package was suspicious because she thought that this woman had lied. She thought that she had said that she was getting the special food for a son who was sick, and she didn't think her son was sick. She thought she was lying. So that evening she went to the woman's home, and she peeked in through the window to see, is her son sick or not? Not only was the boy perfectly healthy, she saw, but a large number of guests were seated around the table, drinking tea and eating the Rebbetzin's delicacies, which the Rebbetzin had worked very hard on to make, and was really made mainly for people who were sick. And yet, here were all these guests at this person's house who clearly had said that her son was sick, and that's why she needed the delicacies, the yummy spiced fruits, and really it was not true. Now, the servant was very upset. The Rebbetzin Rivka had been fooled by this woman's trickery. After all, it's a lot of work to make these spiced fruits, and this woman had fooled the Rebbetzin by telling her that her son was sick, and he wasn't sick. So the servant ran home and spoke to the Rebbetzin Rivka. And she said, I saw that the boy was not sick at all. And on the contrary, there was many guests that were enjoying the spiced fruit, which was supposed to be for the son who was sick. But Rebbetzin Rivka obviously was not upset. She said, oh, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem that the child is well. I was so worried about him. Now I am so happy to know that he's healthy. We see from here that whenever we can, we should overlook another person's imperfections. Even though Rebbetzin Rivka probably understood that she had been lied to, but she didn't get upset. She didn't take offense. On the contrary, all she cared about was that this boy was nice and healthy. Thank you for joining the story of the day.